Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A dynamic low-pressure system will be impacting the area early in our forecast, and then behind it, much quieter weather but some gusty winds and cooler temperatures. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today, cloudy, areas of showers, a few thunderstorms developing, high of 61. Tonight, mainly cloudy, areas of showers and storms early on, then clearing. I'm Laura Lockwood. Right now, 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Security camera footage, shell casings, and a small but distinctive tattoo played pivotal roles in the arrest of a man suspected in at least six killings over the past 2 months in the St. Louis and Kansas City area. The St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office on Tuesday charged Perez Deshay Reed in the shooting deaths of two people in September. Reed was charged Saturday in two other fatal shootings that month in St. Louis County. He's also suspected of killing two people more recently in Kansas City, Kansas, and the FBI has called him a suspected serial killer. Authorities in Harvey County say a 66-year-old Wichita man died when a recreational vehicle rolled off its safety equipment and onto him. The accident happened Saturday afternoon, killing Robert Brooks. Harvey County authorities say Brooks was making repairs to the RV that was partially lifted off the ground with a floor jack and wheel chocks. Brooks was underneath when the RV rolled onto him. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry at the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're expecting a good run of cattle. We're going to have 1,200 to 1,500 this week. Some of our featured consignments will be a group of 130 mostly black steers and heifer calves right off their moms, weighing 6 to 7. We'll have a group of 105 mostly black steers and heifer calves that are right off their moms, weighing 5 to 6.5. And we'll have a group of 80 mixed heifer calves that have been a long time weaned that'll be weighing 7 to 8. We'll also have 5 to 8 loads of feeder cattle this week. If you have any consignments you'd like to give us, feel free to give us a call at 316-320-3212, and you can check out a full list of all our consignments for this week's sale on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Police say a student is recovering after being stabbed outside of Schlegel High School in Kansas City, Kansas. Police say the stabbing happened around 7 a.m. Tuesday on school grounds just before classes began. The student was taken to a nearby hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. Police say two other students were taken into custody for questioning after the attack. A Kansas man died in an accident just before 2 p.m. Tuesday in Ellsworth County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 1986 Mercury Cougar driven by Scott J. Campitello, 46, of Hell City, was westbound on Interstate 70 just east of Sylvan Grove. The car rear-ended the trailer of a 2018 Peterbilt semi driven by Stephen Ray Folk Sr., 48, of Hampton, Arkansas, who was stopped on the shoulder of the interstate. Campitello was pronounced dead at the scene and was transported to Parsons Funeral Home. Campitello was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the KHP. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Danes Automotive? From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Danes Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Danes Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Danes Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The trial of a Holdridge man charged with killing two men and seriously injuring another in 2019 is underway. The trial of 48-year-old Manuel Gomez began Tuesday in the south central Nebraska town of Holdridge. Gomez's lawyer said earlier this year they planned to rely on an insanity defense. Authorities say Gomez shot and killed 65-year-old Raymond Burton and 54-year-old David Rogers in February of 2019 at the Sunrise View Apartments in Holdridge. Gomez was found mentally unfit to stand trial in 2019 before being restored to competency and ordered to stand trial for first-degree murder and other counts. Police have identified the 55-year-old man who was killed Tuesday in a fiery rollover crash in far western Omaha. The crash happened around 11:30 a.m. on West Dodge Road and 192nd Street. Police said Martin Robinson died in a crash after his vehicle drifted off the road, struck a pole, and caught on fire. This is Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. City Administrator Austin St. John updated projects underway at Monday night's Marysville City Council meeting. Concrete work on 11th Road North is nearing completion, with adjacent finish projects to be addressed. Airport Road is ready for pouring, with a parking lot complete. Concrete work at the fire station is being finished, and it was noted that some parts and such remain back ordered. It was reported that Evergy is replacing many purple hue street lights across Kansas, and Marysville may be some months away from replacement. Marysville Chamber and Main Street asked a $10,000 contribution toward a $36,000 wireless sound system to be installed downtown, replacing the current speakers, which were installed some 5 years ago. Marysville Community Foundation has pledged a $3,000 match. An anonymous donor has committed $5,000. The balance would be met through fundraising efforts, with Chamber and Main Street responsible for installation and maintaining the system, as they would retain ownership. Concerns with warranty and expansion possibilities were discussed, and no decision was made. Council unanimously approved a $2,500 annual membership supporting Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Mayor Jason Barnes asked for input as to who will interview for a new police chief. Some suggested involving newly elected members, and consideration was given to using the Police and Fire Committee, but two of those members were not reelected. It was suggested they wait until new council members are installed. Barnes replied the current council understands the city's position. A motion to the effect of waiting was approved on a 6-2 vote, with Diane Schroller and Colleen Behrens voting no. Veterans Day programs are planned Thursday, with a 9 a.m. program in the Marysville High School gymnasium. The MHS band will perform with guest speaker Rick Shane, a Navy vet. Valley Heights K's will host a breakfast for Veterans Thursday beginning at 7:45 in the Valley Heights High School Commons area. At Frankfort, a breakfast for veterans and their families will serve at 8:30 in the North Gym, with a program to follow in the South Gym at Frankfort at 9:30, with guest speaker Carol McKinney, an Army vet. Axtell High School Student Council is hosting a program Thursday afternoon at 2 in the gymnasium and will serve refreshments following. Washington County veterans are invited to an assembly Thursday at 9:30 a.m. in the high school gymnasium. Those planning to attend are asked to call the school at 325-2261. Marysville High School is hosting a parent engagement night Wednesday. MHS Principal Darren Schrader.
Over the last 5 years, social-emotional well-being of students has been a huge platform, and we have been building that platform within our schools. And this year, we are trying to move it to another level of not just having functions for the kids, but to tie our parents and the community into this as well. So we are scheduling 3 parent engagements nights this year, and the first one is going to be Wednesday, November 10th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. We will be providing free soup and sandwiches from 5:30 to 6, and then we will have a guest presenter from 6 to 7 to talk to our parents about some of the important aspects of our children and their social-emotional well-being.
Darren Schrader outlines the topic for the program open to the public Wednesday evening.
This year, the first speaker will be Adrian Costner from Kingman, Kansas. Adrian has been here last year talking to our students. Our students recommended for him to come back and to talk to their parents. He lost his son, Logan, to suicide about a year ago. Since that time, he has been sharing a story about the loss, and he has a passion to help prevent suicide across the state for kids. And his topic for the evening is centered around students understanding the importance of and having protective factors that will enable them and prevent them from having self-destructive behaviors, and letting parents know what those type of behaviors may be.
Joelle M. Crane, age 85, passed away last Tuesday at Wichita. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Joelle Crane. Beverly Lewers, age 67, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Loman United Methodist Church in Topeka. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery Friday at 3:30. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Beverly Lewers. Douglas R. Springer, age 63, of Hanover, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Hanover Mortuary. Burial in the Hanover Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Doug Springer. Lynn D. Farmer Lord, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Lynn Farmer Lord. Lemoyne Hank Sisk, age 97, of Frankfort, passed away August 12. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Hank Sisk. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, baby bakers, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. They will be closed Thursday for Veterans Day. Friday's menu, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and pears. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. A dynamic low-pressure system will be impacting the area early in our forecast, and then behind it, much quieter weather but some gusty winds and cooler temperatures. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today, cloudy, areas of showers, a few thunderstorms developing, high of 61. Tonight, mainly cloudy, slight chance of showers and storms early. Then gradual clearing, low near 35, gusty winds. Veterans Day will have lots of sun, high of 53. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 31. Then we'll warm to a high of 45 on Friday. Lots of sunshine, breezy winds. Friday night, low near 25. Sunny on Saturday, high near 48. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low 32. High of 53 on Sunday, lots of sunshine. Sunday night, low 27. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weatherology Weather Center.
Average high temperature early November, 58. Record high on this date, 80. The average low, 34. And the record low, 18. Sunrise this morning, 7:04. Sunset this evening at 5:18. Cloudy, overcast, and 54 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 10th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville is inspired by their understanding of seniors and their needs, striving to serve each person and his or her needs uniquely, individually, and holistically. They strive to create a compassionate community that enhances the quality of life for those whose whole lives they touch. Facilities for assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, hospice, and senior day services available. Visit their website at cambridgeplaceseniorcare.com. Cambridge Place Senior Care in Marysville.
College basketball madness begins, and a fifth straight win for the Clippers. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Opening night of college hoops. Number 10 Kentucky and 9th-ranked Duke battling it out in Madison Square Garden. The Blue Devils opening coach Mike Krzyzewski's final season with a 79-71 victory.
Hand off to Joey Baker, who gives it to Wendell Moore. Spies Bancaro, high-low pass, and Bancaro with a two-hand jam.
The call on ESPN Radio, freshman Trevor Keels scored 25, and Coach K logged his 22nd consecutive season-opening win. NFL lawsuit blotter, Minnesota Vikings running back Dalvin Cook is being sued by a former girlfriend for alleged abuse. Cook denying the allegations and says he was the one who was assaulted. The Green Bay Packers were fined $300,000, and quarterback Aaron Rodgers and receiver Alan Lazard were each fined more than $14,000 for violating the league's COVID protocols. To the NBA, the Clippers remained hot, shutting down the Trailblazers.
George with Lillard swiping at it, spins to his left, now back to his right. George in, put it up, put it in, counted it a foul. George pounding his chest for Staples Center.
The call on KLAC. Clips win it 117-109. Their fifth straight win. Paul George finishing with 24 points and Nick Batum chipped in 22. Elsewhere, the Jazz beat the Hawks 110-98 and the Bucks drubbed the 76ers 118-109. The commissioner's office suspended Nugget star Nikola Jokic for one game without pay and fined Markieff Morris $50,000 after Monday's shoving altercation. The Heat's Jimmy Butler was also fined 30 large for attempting to escalate. NHL, the Canadians are on a three-game skid after losing to the Kings in OT 3-2. The Bruins dealt the Senators their fifth straight loss 3-2. The once-proud Blackhawks survived the Penguins 3-2 in a shootout. The Ducks logged their fifth straight win, dispatching the Canucks 3-2 in OT. And the Blues outlasted the Jets 3-2 in shootout. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
We've been with them from day one of the season, and that's not going to stop us now.
All the way down to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Tune in every Friday on FM 95.5 to hear your Axtell Eagles carve a path to the championship game. Tune in as Axtell takes on Waverly this Friday live on KNDY.
This Veterans Day, Prairie View Industries takes this time to honor the veterans who protected this great nation and its citizens. They would especially like to thank the soldiers that were wounded or disabled while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Kanadi Trucking is hiring full and part-time truck drivers. Owner-operator positions are also available. They're a local livestock hauler, mostly pigs. Drivers are home most nights. They offer competitive pay. Applicants must have a current CDL, clean driving record, and must be able to pass a drug test. To apply or for more information, contact Warren at 402-239-4952 or William at 402-239-2980.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA released the November crop production and world egg supply and demand estimates, and the agency numbers show more corn production for 21-22 year. The corn outlook calls for greater production, increased corn use for ethanol, and marginally lower ending stocks. Corn production forecast 15.06 billion bushels, up 43 million from last month, and a half bushel increase in the yield to a record 177 bushels per acre. The season average corn price received by producers unchanged, $5.45 a bushel. The soybean outlook is for lower production and exports and higher ending stocks. Soybean production forecast 4.42 billion bushels, down 23 million on lower yields. Exports reduced this month, reflecting reduced global imports and lower than expected shipments through October. The season average soybean price, $12.10 a bushel, down 25 cents. The 2021-22 wheat outlook calls for lower supplies, higher domestic use, reduced exports, slightly higher ending stocks. The projected ending stocks up slightly, 583 million bushels, up 3 million over the last month, but still the lowest ending stock since 2007-2008. The season average farm price is up 20 cents a bushel to $6.90. A bipartisan group of senators have introduced the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. The compromised cattle market bill, part of Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley's work to return fairness to the cattle market, dominated by four major meat packers. The senators plan to introduce the act in the coming days. Among the many changes, it will establish a regional mandatory minimum threshold of negotiated cash and negotiated grid trades based on each region's 18-month average trade to enable price discovery. That is a Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
There will be a land auction, 77 acres more or less, in Marshall County to be sold for Roslyn Runge and Charlene Versch. Sale Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center. The property, just short of 77 taxable acres, is located at the intersection of 26th Road and Eagle Road, Summerfield, 4.5 miles south on Highway 99 and 3/4 mile east on Eagle Road. The property is nearly all cropland. Again, provides an excellent location for farming, residing, and investing. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction. Don Prell, Steve Prell, Valerie Pell. This land auction Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Wednesday to you. Market's opening up in just a little bit. Had a good day in the grain market yesterday after the U.S. Department of Agriculture's crop report came out yesterday in the middle of the day, and we saw them reverse course pretty quickly and go into the green as we saw the amount of harvest being completed, also the quality of the grain and the export numbers that seemed to be better than what was actually anticipated. So that was good news. At the same time, the USDA did report that their crop production was for corn up less than 1%. From the October forecast, soybean production was down by about 1%, and cotton production was up by 1% compared to the previous projections. In the markets yesterday, we saw Kansas City wheat for December up 12.75, sitting at 793.5 at the end of trading for a Wednesday. Corn for December was up 3.25 at 554.75. Soybeans were kind of leading the charge in the green at positive numbers. November up by 21.5, sitting at 1199.5. Soybean oil wrapped up decently as well. December up by 42 cents at 58.47. We had the meal up pretty dramatically, $10.70 by the end of trading today, sitting at 342.5. Cotton market, with some of the numbers that came out from the USDA, they had a decent day yesterday as well, wrapping up $2.83 in the green at 119.38. Canola grew by $12 by the end of trading, sitting at 10.14.40. Yesterday in the livestock market, still kind of slow moving and slow trading in the livestock because of the high prices still floating on between 130 to 132 and live cattle purchases across the nation. Live cattle for December yesterday did wrap up 10 cents higher at 132.20. The feeder cattle mostly lower, 67 cents lower for November at 157.90. The January was down by half a cent as well. Lean hogs, they were pretty dramatic in the red, 142 down for December, sitting at 74.95. Overall, though, grain's not a bad day. We'll see what happens with the markets opening up in just a little bit today for a Wednesday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
How would your city's tap water fare in a taste competition? We will tell you who is tops at the tap today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 10th, the 314th day of the year. Actors Richard Burton and Roy Scheider were born on this day, and the PBS debut of Sesame Street was on this day in 1969. Ever notice how the taste of tap water can vary dramatically from one city to the next? Treatment processes, mineral content, and other factors alter the taste of tap water. According to an international water tasting competition, the best municipal water in the world belongs to the town of Rossarden, Tasmania, in Australia. Top U.S. cities include Santa Ana, California, Dickinson, North Dakota, and Fort Wayne, Indiana. But another competition, sponsored by the American Water Works Association, ranks the city of Boston as tops for tap water. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 54 degrees this morning, cloudy, overcast. Highs around 60 on tap again today. Showers move in across the area later.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Well, with the game on the line, Wichita State put the ball into the hands of the reigning American Athletic Conference Player of the Year, and Tyson Etienne delivered in a big way. The sophomore guard hit a deep, deep three from the Shocker logo at midcourt to put Wichita State ahead in the closing seconds of their season opener. His three gave WSU the 60-57 win over Jacksonville State. WSU freshman Kenny Poto played some invaluable minutes off the bench, scoring 8 points and pulling down 4 rebounds. Up next for the Shockers, they host South Alabama Saturday, November 13th for a 3 p.m. contest at Charles Koch Arena. Earlier across the country in Madison Square Garden in New York, Ochai Agbaje erupted for a career-high 29 points, and the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks pulled away in the second half to roll past Michigan State 87-74. Up next for the Jayhawks, they'll be in Lawrence Friday, November 12th for a matchup against Tarleton State. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats host West Virginia Saturday, November 13th for our Celebrate Ag game. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. and tickets start at just $25 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Mountaineers and arrive early to visit the Celebrate Ag displays on the concourse of Bramlage Coliseum before the game. Don't miss Big 12 football in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Go Cats!
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. November football is in full swing, and the Twin Valley League has a pair of strong contenders for this year's state title. We'll sit down with the head coaches of both Centralia and Axel as their teams prepare for the sectional round of the Cajun State playoffs. Also, we'll talk to KNDY's own Paxton Gordon. He will be on the call of Axel versus Waverly on Friday. That and much more on the TVL Spotlight on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
KNDY. Oh, this man called love. I just can't handle it this time.
Like a jellyfish, kind of like it. Crazy little thing.
Your soul is like a secret that I never could.